Dreamscape presents Wandering Cultivator of the Broken Empire, Book 3, by Robin Weidman and Scribes of Solterra, narrated by Eddie Young. 1. Callan leaned against one of the stone lion sentries on the western entrance of the village, trying his best not to look bored. His spear of sky metal and ironwood rested against the lion's snout, and his glider hide shield with its gleaming talons sat in the dust at the lion's feet. His journal was open in his hands, but the stylus was propped behind one ear. It was open to the entry about the jumping pearlfish, specifically its oil, and he was supposed to be taking notes on its effectiveness as a meridian healing substance, in addition to its known properties as a core stabilizer as he watched Song and Ajax spar. But he just couldn't do it. Song was sparring, sure, but Ajax was flirting, and it made Callan roll his eyes so much he was as dizzy as if he'd just rode a bucking golden luck stag. There were herds of them in the Emerald Pines forest, and any boy worth his salt tried to ride one at one point in his life. Ajax, of course, had been the only one of their generation to actually do it. The protector of Emerald Pines Village had removed his shirt with the excuse that he wouldn't want to get it all sweaty before I had to wear it all day, but Callan knew it was to show off his yang-fueled muscles. Ajax was a powerful formation stage fire and wood cultivator, and he never missed an opportunity to flex his muscles, especially in front of Song. The girl from the wilds was either impressed or uninterested, but it was hard to tell from her expression. Her blue eyes were always so piercing, her jaw always clenched, that Callan hardly knew if she was going to punch him or nudge him in the shoulder in her cat-like show of affection. Her head was actually in the fight. He could tell she wasn't holding back, but Ajax was delivering every attack with unneeded flourish. Song rolled forward, coming up on one knee and firing her bow. She hadn't knocked one of those wicked black arrows she had in her quiver, using the bow to channel her storm psi technique, a crescent of air chi spun like a thrown sickle, slashing for Ajax's knees. He rammed his shield low, catching the chi with reflective shield. He sent her own technique back at her, following it up with a strike of a spear.
"Comet's tail!"
he shouted. A fireball with a blazing tail spiraled through the air. Its twisting trajectory often confused Ajax's opponents. They didn't know where to look or block, but Song wasn't his usual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?